Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tonight, Thursday Night Football on your home of the NFL. If it's football, if it's NFL, 105.3 The Fan is going to be the most obsessed of any station in the Metroplex. Book it. Tonight, it's the Ravens and the Bengals, two teams at 1-0. 8:40, Brian brought us to preview the Cowboys and the Giants. But right now, we need you on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text for our first edition of the 2018 NFL Power Rankings. I've got the power! 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Now, let me just give you two different websites and where they put the Cowboys. The First Take, the... what's the other? Undisputed! These are all cowboy troll shows. All right? These are all scripted cowboy opinions in order to get America's team in the headlines so that they can try to generate some ratings from them. Fake opinions, fake takes, in order to talk about the Cowboys. And that's what USA Today is. They are the print version of these TV trolls. They put the Cowboys at number 25 out of 32 teams in the NFL. Now look, I don't believe the Cowboys are a playoff team. I think their offense could be laughable this year. I'm petrified of the passing game. I've been saying that the entire time. But to have the Cowboys behind some of these teams, I think it's a troll job. The team's worse than Dallas. Actually, I'll give you 18 to the bottom, USA Today. And they have a history of doing this. The Bears are at 18. The Giants are at 19. Tampa Bay's at 20.
Look, real quick on the Bears.
Is that with Ryan Fitzpatrick starting or Jameis?
Real quick with the Bears. You know, for all the complaints about Dak Prescott reading the defense, go look at the screenshot of Mitchell Trubisky on what he did not see in that game. There was a wide-open guy in the end zone right in front of him. There was a clear lane. They lost 5 yards on the play.
Now, let me just say this. We all do power rankings differently. You can look at who's the most impressive after that previous week. I judge it by if they played on a neutral field, who would win? And I still think the Dallas Cowboys are better than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Chicago Bears. So, therefore, I think it's kind of laughable to have them that far behind these teams. So, 18 Chicago, then New York, then Tampa, then San Fran, then the Jets at 22, then Miami at 23. Then the Cowboys are still better than the Dolphins. Cleveland is at 24. The Cowboys are at 25. The teams worse than the Cowboys, according to USA Today, Seattle, Tennessee, Arizona, Oakland, Indianapolis, Detroit, Buffalo. ESPN has the Cowboys at number 20. So that's the reference for America's team. Now, let's get to the top five and go around the room after week one. 877-881-1053. Let's start off at number five, Ralph.
You know, I struggle with the end of this. I really did. I tried to keep it somewhat consistent in how I did this, so I basically went with, because after 1 week, we overrate teams that are 1-0, and we underrate teams that are 0-1. I believe heavily in Atlanta. Heavily in Atlanta. So does Las Vegas. So I kind of went with a Vegas-type thing. I looked at how Vegas views these teams, and I relied on Nate Silver's ELO rankings, which at this time of year is really the only thing you can go on. You really can't do any other advanced metric after one game.
Do I even ask you what ELO is?
It's an algorithm that predicts. It's a predictor.
Can you even do an advanced...
Read their methodology. I tried.
Good.
But it doesn't matter.
So Falcons at five?
No, I did not go with Falcons at five.
What the hell?
I said I like them.
No, you're right.
I thought about putting them in there. I thought about putting New Orleans in there too. But I thought about putting Baltimore. But I wound up going with Jacksonville at number five.
Ooh. Mm. Okay. I thought that'd be a little low for you. You love the Jags.
Okay.
All right.
I wrestled with two of those same three teams. New Orleans and Green Bay, New Orleans and Jacksonville, I both wanted to have in this spot. I still want New Orleans kind of in this spot. And I want to step out on a limb and be like, look, I got them as the number 15, even after they lost. But the loss is at least enough of a concern to move them out of the top five. I have them at 7. I have the Jags at 6. And the reason I have the Jags outside of the top five is because the team I have above them, if they played on a neutral field tomorrow, I'm putting all my money on that team, regardless of the fact that I think the Jags almost have an advantage in every other place on the field. That is the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
They're number 5 simply because if Aaron Rodgers is on the field, he could beat anybody, and he can certainly beat majority of the time 25 out of the league's 32 teams.
I put the Saints at 5.
I respect
it. It came down to me factoring in the Saints' defensive worry of week 1 against Tampa versus the Eagles' offensive worry. And I have more faith in what the Saints' defense did last year than I do in Nick Foles in a couple of games where he got lucky and the game of his life against New England, which I'm still ticked off about. It reminds me of Eli getting hot, Joe Flacco getting hot. What we saw from Nick Foles against Atlanta and the preseason, that's the real Nick Foles. That's the real Nick Foles. That's why RJ called them stupid for not trading Foles for a second-round pick, because they fell victim to the two-game hot streak. So I'm going to Philly has been bumped out of my top 5. Again, that's with Foles right now today, because I don't believe in their offense. The Saints are my number 5. Let's go to 4.
Number 4 for me, and I hate this team, and you know I hate this team. I can't stand this football team.
Oh, we got the same 4.
I can't stand this team from the top all the way down to the bottom. Their stadium stinks. Their uniforms are boring. Their team is atrocious. They let you down every single year.
Oh.
But
never mind.
This team has completely changed the NFL in 1 week. In 1 week, and their coaches said college is 5 years ahead of the NFL.
Oh.
And this team's quarterback,
giving the tomahawk chop,
did something that nobody else has done in a decade. He averaged 14.6 yards per target, intended target. Guys like Rodgers and Manning and Brady average about 9. This guy, what this guy did is something we just don't see in the post, like, Steve Spurrier run and gun shoot era of football. But it's happening in college now, and they're ahead of the game. And this team is a solid, man, and they got a quarterback who can do it, because he's got a cannon for an arm and he loves to throw deep. I got Kansas City.
Roy, you were making a little bit of a face. I'm surprised.
I'm surprised. That's all. I mean,
it's an early buy-in.
I appreciate, yeah, you willing to step out on a limb like that and show your love for Patrick Mahomes. I mean, again, I was telling Sean this. I think people need to remember, like,
Will you change your mind right now on Andy Reid being a Hall of Famer? I've said he is.
His
offensive mind is so great, he's got to go in. And a lot of the winning in Philly.
His Hall of Fame mind is
he could
his
be
offensive
like,
mind
he could
is
be
there.
Like D'Antoni.
He's Dick LeBeau.
I mean, D'Antoni's not a Hall of Famer.
You know, he's Wade Phillips.
This guy might have 2 decades with 2 different teams just getting them into the playoffs year after year.
But I can't think of a coach who got into the Hall of Fame without a ring. I just can't think of one.
Well, yeah, but that's your anti-argument.
He's got a long time though to get that too.
But I don't. But like.
Do you think he's a Hall of Fame coach?
I do think he's a Hall of Fame coach. I don't know that he gets in, though.
Okay, that's all I want to know, what you think.
Yeah.
4.
I have the Los Angeles Rams, and I don't think that's really that hot of a take. The question is, how high do you put them? I have them there just because all the teams I put ahead of them, I like a little bit better. There's nothing to take away from Todd Gurley. That defense looks great. You know, they shut out the Oakland Raiders in the second half, which was nice to see after they went behind in that game, which was a little bit of a surprise to most people, but I still like the teams I have above them better, so I don't really have anything negative to say about them. I just like the other 3 teams I have above them better.
I'm putting the Patriots at 4, and I don't know what it is. They had an impressive win over the Texans. Tommy threw for 3 touchdowns. They didn't have Edelman. There's something dragging me down on New England this year. It's probably just greatness fatigue, but
not blowing them out like They didn't put the sword to Houston. They only beat them by seven. Still covered the spread, by the way.
They were up. They were up more, a little bit more in that game. There's just something about New England that's holding me back this year. I didn't pick them in the Super Bowl. That was Jacksonville. So I'm probably going to feel stupid at the end of the year because they're just that consistent. But the Patriots are my number four in the top five power rankings. Three, RJ.
Three for me is Philadelphia. I hate Nick Foles. I think he's terrible. But they are favored. They would be favored over everyone right now in the NFL on a neutral site in the Super Bowl, especially when Carson Wentz comes back.
Not with Nick Foles.
No, not with Nick Foles, but Carson Wentz is going to come back at some point.
Yeah.
And the team itself is terrific. And
so
I don't.
So how are you judging your power rankings? What's your criteria?
Right now, week one, I'm literally using Vegas week one on how they would view it.
And so they're not your power rankings, they're Vegas's.
Well, no, I'm like looking at who Vegas would pick, and I'm judging it based off that.
Okay, so you're taking Vegas's.
Essentially, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So it's not who you think. You're taking Vegas.
I'm taking Vegas after week one. It's too hard after 1 week to judge these football teams.
Okay, so then we shouldn't do power rankings at all.
I'm just taking my own slant on this. Like, I don't like
but Philly, your slant is Vegas' slant.
No, because I've dropped Philly, because Philly would be favored over everybody in Vegas right now. Every single team they'd be favored over, according to Vegas. I put them at three. I can't put them at one. I can't put them on one with Nick Foles. But their team is good enough to still be favored all the time. So I have them at number three.
I had the Vikings at number three. Kirk Cousins looks really good in his first game. Adam Thielen picked up right where he left off, had six catches for 100-some yards. Stephon Diggs, Kyle Rudolph, like all the weapons on the offense, you love, love, love. And then on the defensive side of the ball, it's also nothing but huge names as well. They looked good against the 49ers, who a lot of people thought were going to have a nice game. Instead, they forced Jimmy Garoppolo into a couple of turnovers. I like the Vikings as my number three team.
I'm putting Jacksonville at three, and I wrestled between them and the Patriots. I can't get last year's playoffs out of my mind. They should have beaten the Patriots. I wish that Jacksonville would have beaten the Giants by a little bit more, although it was a road game. New England was impressive, but I just believe in Jacksonville's D a little bit more than the Patriots' offense, so I'm barely going Jacksonville over New England at three. Let's get to the final two.
Number two for me is New England. I mean, I find it very difficult to keep New England outside the top two. Their defense could be bad. Their offense could have, you know, blips. They don't have – is a running game great? Is – you know, Julian Edelman, when he comes back, what's going to happen with that? Chris Hogan did absolutely nothing. You find me a way to keep them outside the top two or three, I'd be surprised with that one, because they're still the best coach team and the best quarterback team in the NFL.
Philly, defense still looks good, and I understand if you played them tomorrow, yeah, maybe I'd have them a little bit lower, but eventually they are going to get Carson Wentz back. And if they keep picking up wins with Nick Foles, like, however they get him is however they get him, they're still going to wind up being really good. The defense is improved from a season ago. They're healthier, if you can believe that. Their running game is healthier and better than it was a season ago. I don't see really how you can dock the Eagles right now, other than the fact that Nick Foles is under center, and again,
well, that's a major factor.
No, that
and
that,
you guys are,
it's
doing,
a big factor, but they've won on their defense before. Even in the playoffs, they were winning because of their defense. Nick Foles had a nice run, but they were winning because of their defense, because of their consistency, and that defense is still there. They're going to get Alshon back soon. They're going to get Carson back soon. When both of those happen, I mean, they'll be locks for top three.
My top two, so you guys are projecting your power rankings with Carson coming back.
Well, yes. So for me, yeah, with the Eagles, I concede that they would lose, in my opinion, right now to the Vikings and the Rams on a neutral field, but I still have them at two from a respect standpoint.
My two is the Rams. Took them a little while to wake up, and I'll just ruin the surprise now. My number one is the Vikings. I wish that the Vikings would have pummeled San Fran a little bit more. They won. And they exposed Garoppolo a little bit. I just feel like they're the most solid on both sides of the ball. I'm barely giving this to them because of Cousins over Goff. And Green Bay better keep Aaron Rodgers off that field against them this week. That's what I'm going to say. So I'm going to go Vikings, Rams, Jacksonville, Patriots, Saints for my top five.
I got Minnesota number one as well. Kirk Cousins is perfect for them. They got a tight end that he likes. He's a big tight end fan. I mean, he was what was last year with the Redskins. They got good receivers. I love their coach. I love their defense. They are going to not only win the division, They are going to run away and hide in that division from Green Bay, who might be a 9-win football team when it's all said and done. Minnesota's going to win 13 games. They'll have that thing wrapped up just before middle December.
So you're 1-5?
Minnesota 1, New England, Philadelphia, Kansas City, Jackson.
All right, and I got New England at number 1, just coach and quarterback. Best combination in football. You can't really beat it. Eagles at 2, Vikings 3, Rams at 4, and Green Bay at 5.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.